Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rigadonna, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
And your producer, Soul Joel.
This is a very special show.
It's a very special show.
This is the first time we're going to get into, you guys are going to listen to, our first live broadcast.
Yes, and we already recorded it, and we were going to put it out there, and we realized that it might suck a little bit.
Yeah.
So we said, let's do a precursor.
Yeah,
as you will. Little bumper.
We're our own opening act.
Yeah. Now, to let you guys know what happened, we did it down at the Garden State Beer Company.
Yes,
and which was amazing.
Amazing.
By the way,
yeah.
Let's talk about the
locally
the
owned beer company. Yeah, beer company owned.
Right there, right before the Borgata, like right there on.
White Horse Pike.
White Horse Pike, right?
Route 30.
And you get a flight of beer. And you get to taste each of their beers that they
unless
make
you're
there.
With me,
and you
then
get two flights.
Then
of
it
beer.
Gets on the floor,
yeah.
Which you'll find out about later.
Well, yeah, and that you actually made the joke that you're like in here. I forget what the joke was, but you mentioned a bunch of numbers. You're like, what is he talking about? Oh, it's the number of beers that are in front of him. And then all of a sudden, yeah.
I want to give them full props, and we actually all bought merch after the show. They have cool shirts,
yeah.
The real soft material. Their beer was amazing.
If you go down Atlantic City, take a run up and go. It's right there.
Yep.
It's worth it. Good people, good beers.
Get a growler to go.
Get a growler to go and just have a good time.
And that night benefited the Funny Farm Animal Rescue.
Which is hysterically named the
normally,
comedy show.
Normally, yeah, an animal rescue is for dogs and cats. But, I mean, they had... You know, llamas and alpacas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was every
goats.
Kind. Yeah,
and
I mean,
we raised money for them.
Yeah, Richie made a pig joke story. He's like, I got a bunch of
that went over well.
Oh, terribly. But she had one, but she didn't want to share it.
I know. And even after the show, she wanted to tell the story, but she didn't. They were like, no, tell the story.
She wanted
she
to
didn't.
Be polite.
Yeah, and she was very nice. I wish I could remember her name.
Lori.
Lori. Lori.
I had a lot of fun with. I think we need to do more live shows. They were a lot of fun. We just need to set up.
Right.
Because a lot of the people didn't know we were starting.
We made a lot of mistakes. I'll tell you the other thing that impressed me.
Our guest, David Allen Pratt.
He was amazing.
He was amazing, but no, he didn't impress me at all. I love you, David. David Allen Greer impresses me. David Allen Pratt, not so much. What impressed me was the comedy show was at 9, the stand-up show.
Yes.
The podcast was from 8 till quarter to 9. The whole audience was there at 8. They were there for the podcast, which I thought was really cool.
Which kind of let me know, comedy shows there are going to start at 8.
Yeah, but what I found funny was they were all there, but yet they weren't listening when we started the podcast. I'm like, what'd you get here early for if you're not going to listen?
What we needed to have done, and this was the major thing, is we should have did the comedy show first.
Absolutely.
So they got to know us.
Right, right. We didn't do it that way because when we went in to talk to the brewery about doing the show, they said, well, we don't want to charge our regulars to watch a show when they come here anyway. Joel said, well, you close at 9, right? They close at 9, so can we do the show at 9? Which was a brilliant idea. Funny thing is, the regulars seem to pay more attention to the regulars were like really into it. The podcast. They were like sitting at the bar. They were paying attention. It was everybody else because I think it was all the other people knew each other.
Yeah.
So they were
they wanted
hey,
to catch
hi,
up.
Hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. But I just thought it was funny that they got there early and then it was hard to get them to listen. But yeah, in the future we'll do the show. We'll do the stand up first. They'll know us, and then we'll say, hey, now we're gonna do the podcast.
I agree.
You know, but it was still a lot of fun.
It was a ton of fun.
And we just wanted to give a little precursor before we
let an audience member, Mark's friend, tell a joke. David Allen told a couple of jokes.
Richie
and I.
Richie didn't do much of anything.
Yeah, Richie and I froze up,
yes,
and Mark kept it all together.
Yes, Mark.
Well, you're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rigadon, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
And your producer, Soul Joel.
And we got a very special guest being here tonight with you guys. It's
our this is our first live show, so thank you for being here with us. Give yourselves a round of applause.
And we got, it looks like, 10 wonderful guests here at the table. So we got a bunch of... So how every show starts is we usually start with a drink, then we tell a joke, and then we go into some stories.
We go into some stories.
But we're going to switch it up a little, I think, today because of it being live. Does anybody out here have a joke they want to come up and tell in front of the audience? Do we have anybody? We have a special prize. Anybody who has the best joke gets a special prize.
There was a lot of people making eye contact and a lot of people avoiding it.
See, that's what we like to do on our show. We like to do as little as possible. So
if you guys could come up here and tell a joke, lifting,
that'd be great.
Anybody have a joke for us?
Anybody have food? Ken?
Ken got a joke and food. You coming up to tell a joke, Ken?
No.
Come on, join us.
Richie Burns. No, you can tell a joke.
All right, Richie, you got a joke for us?
No, let's just go into this.
You got a joke?
He got a joke. Come on up, everybody.
Here we go.
Make some noise.
What's
our good friend?
Ted. Give it up for Ted right here.
What do you get when you cross a penis with a potato? A dictator.
Come on, give
it up
for
Ted right there.
Coming up and giving us a joke.
Dictator.
Do we? Does anybody else? Do we have another one? Anybody in competition would think they can knock Ted off the? No, Ted, you're going to be our big winner, and
give it up for Ted right here.
Clap for Ted. He wins Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Special edition.
Sorry, we didn't tell you guys there was going to be a prize.
A very big prize.
Yeah, it was from next door, the dollar store.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I don't know if it's worth the full dollar, but...
No, but...
Who doesn't want to see Burt Reynolds?
In a minute, we're going to bring on Adam, the head brewmaster.
Yeah, give it up for Adam behind the bar.
The head brewer.
What? Give it up for Garden State Beer Company. Come on, give it up for Garden State. How about it? All right.
Okay, so we have our drinks up here, but we're going to wait for
Well, we're going to have our special guest tell a joke, but I guess I can
Bring him on. So we have David Allen Pratt of Cool 98.3. Come on up.
Come on, David.
Our special guest.
And so he goes by David Allen Pratt. It's like David Lee Roth.
Yes, and it's my real name.
It's the three name.
This is also amazing. This is the longest Mark and I have been in front of beer without drinking it ever in the history.
I know, I'm like salivating. So,
hey, David.
Well, I want to thank Joel for having me on. You know, it was such an honor being told you're the first non-comedian.
Yeah,
that
Joel
we're having.
Joel has a way with words.
I'm pretty funny.
This is getting awkward really quick.
Yeah. Well, we do have Joel as a non-comedian.
Now this is funny too. You know, sharing the set with comedians, because radio is different. Radio, you're not. This is the most people that I've ever performed.
That's true.
And I want to face you guys, because in the studio it's always
they're
me
not
and
there.
The microphone. That's
they're,
right.
They're in their cars.
They're not there. They're in the cars
you're
right
doing, now.
Now
you're doing
or,
the Jim
or they're
Morrison.
Getting changed. Actually, that woman is back there.
Yeah.
But so I go to Walmart yesterday. I'm trying to figure out what to wear, and I see you guys all dressed up. And I said, I got to look for a shirt that says funny.
He went.
This is what
Hawaiian.
I got. So it look.
He still got the tag.
Yeah, well, I'm taking it back tomorrow. Yeah, but it you know it serves its purpose.
The good news with a Hawaiian shirt is if you sneeze and it accidentally gets all over you, nobody knows.
That's right. All right, I'll tell my joke.
Because that wasn't it.
The tag on the shirt was not the joke.
No, it wasn't the joke. All right, so this guy goes to a psychiatrist, and he's completely naked, except he's wrapped in cellophane. And he says, Doc, I have no idea. What's wrong with me? And he looks and he says, well, I can clearly see you're nuts.
All right, you know what?
Now.
We gave the movie to the right person.
This is the big difference between radio and you guys doing the stand-up. You guys know if you're bombing within like a minute, but I have to wait 3 months until the ratings come out.
Yeah. we can't go to commercial break.
We wouldn't have needed 3 months to tell you, David, on that.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I've taken commercial breaks on stage.
Now it's time for a sip of my drink.
I've checked ratings.
That's right.
So, all right, I'll tell one more joke. Then we got to get all into right. some stories.
I'm blanking on a joke. Go ahead.
So, this guy, he's always wanted to be in show business his whole life. That's all he wanted to do. So he just wanted to be in show business. He worked backstage his whole life. He just wanted to be on stage once. So finally, he was a week away from retiring out of the union. And the director comes over to him and goes, "Listen, I have a part for you. And it's in this Shakespeare play. Now, what's going to happen is the curtains are going to open. Smoke's going to come up. Cannons are going to go off. You run out and yell, 'Hark, the cannons.' And that is going to be your big line." And the guy's so excited. Wow. So for months, he's running around going, "Hark, the cannons. Hark, the cannons. Hark, the cannons." He's just going over and over. And finally, the big day comes. Opening night, packed theater. Everybody's there. All the press is in the front. They have out everything. They're ready to go. The curtains open. The smoke comes up. He walks on stage, and boom, the cannons go off. He goes, "What the fuck was that?"
All right, I got one. Did I tell the one about the married couple driving?
No.
Okay. Old married couple, 65 years married. 65 years married. They're driving along. The husband's driving. The wife's in the passenger seat. They get pulled over by a cop. The wife loses her mind. "Oh, my God, you got pulled over. This is terrible. You're going to get a ticket." The husband turns. He goes, "Shut up and let me handle this." Cop comes up to the window. He goes, "Can I see your license and registration, please?" The wife loses her mind. "Oh, my God, he's so upset. You're going to get a ticket. I can feel it." The husband goes, "Shut up and let me handle this." Cop says, "You know why I pulled you over? You went through a stop sign back there." The wife says, "I saw you go through the stop sign. I knew you went through the stop sign." The husband says, "Shut up and let me handle this." Cop gets upset. He doesn't like the way the man's talking. He says to the wife, "Does he always talk to you like this, ma'am?" She said, "Only when he's drunk."
Richie Byrne, folks. Richie right. Byrne.
So now we've gotten a ton of jokes.
All right. Let's get. I really want to drink that beer.
I know we should have a beer.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Now, how does this work? You buy the beers this way? You can have like small little samplings? Is that how it works?
Yes.
You guys are allowed to talk to me. It's not cable.
We're not doing radio.
So for you, those of you listening at home, there's 17 beers in front of us. It's awesome.
Okay, so the first one, Richie, go ahead and reach for this. This is called the Caddy Corner Red Ale.
You're good, bro.
A bit sweet. This delicious beer has been well-rounded and balanced flavor. With a pleasant toasted malt character and a dry finish, this red ale is easy to please.
Well, so am I.
I think I dated her.
Well, it's nice.
Is it good? Well, yeah. How is it?
It's like a Killian's almost. It's good.
Okay. Well, you probably shouldn't compare their
That's
beer.
That's just what they're shooting for, beer. Richie.
This one's just like
Success!
Budweiser.
Hey, only when I'm drunk. That's good.
All right. Now, Richie, going into...
Okay.
For those of you guys who don't know Richie, Richie does the warm-up for the Dr. Oz show.
Yes, I do.
He's going to analyze your poop after
yes,
the show.
Yes, I am.
So, That's eat up.
I've worked for Dr. Oz since day one, 9 years with Dr. Oz.
Woo.
Yeah, thank you very much for caring. Here's all I've learned 9 years with Dr. Oz. Everything you eat is going to kill you, people. That's all I know. Whatever you eat, dead.
So I know Richie through not only stand-up, but we also do a lot of acting.
Yes.
I've directed a play he was in. And
and I was brilliant.
He was brilliant.
I was brilliant. I played a shitty comic in the play. It was the most amazing acting I've ever done in my life, David.
It was a stretch for Richie.
Typecasting.
Yes. Yeah.
But Richie, now we both started in theater.
Right.
When you start out in theater, and when you first started, you were out of Wagner University.
Wagner College.
College.
He upgraded it.
The U. The U, as we call it.
The U. Were you on the football team?
I was a cheerleader. So,
Have you ever had any encounters in the theater meeting famous people?
Have I ever met anyone famous in theater?
Yeah.
Yes. More in comedy, though.
More in comedy?
Pat Cooper.
Pat Cooper.
The big.
You guys know Pat Cooper?
Do you guys know Pat Cooper? I opened for Pat Cooper in like 1991. I was really new in comedy. The only comedy album my parents ever owned was a Pat Cooper album. And it was so cool that I was opening for him. And I said to him, my parents love you, man. They love you. And he's like, let's call them. And this is at 10:20 at night. And this is back in 91. There's just pay phones. There's no cell. So we call my parents 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night. And it's busy. The phone is freaking busy. I can't get through to my parents. Pat Cooper wants to say hi. And I call my mother the next day. I'm like, what were you doing? Like, why was the first? I was throwing with your brother. So he didn't get to talk to her. But the funny thing is, when I brought him on stage, we were in a hotel. And he went outside and thought it'd be cool to enter through a side door and come up on stage.
Nice.
And he didn't know that the door was locked. So I go, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Cooper. Jeez. And all of a sudden you hear, he yells, I can't get in. So I had to go off the stage, unlock the door, let him in. And that's my Pat Cooper story.
Nice.
I went to see Arsenic and Old Lace, and Alec Baldwin was in it. And
on Broadway?
Yeah, and I'm walking back with my girlfriend at the time. We're walking through the back area to go up to the balcony, and I was in a suit. I had my hair slicked back, looking nice. And the security guard goes, no, Mr. Baldwin, this way.
He thought you were Alec Baldwin.
He didn't think I was Alec. He thought I was one of the Shitty Brothers.
One of the Shitty Brothers.
So he let me go backstage, and me and my girlfriend are like, oh, my God, this is going to be so awesome. And we walk back, and all of a sudden we realize, like, what the fuck are we going to do backstage?
I think he's going to know you're not his brother.
I don't know. He has a lot of them.
I know.
So we walk back, and I just look around, and he walked out of his dressing room, looked at us, and goes, hey. And I go, let's go get our seat. We just bolted off to the side. But when I was in school, we had Henry Winkler come speak at the school. That was kind of cool.
Where did you go to school?
American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
How about
that? Asking, Richie.
American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And Henry Winkler came to speak?
He came to speak to the class, and my girlfriend, who is the same girl in the Alec Baldwin story, looks like his daughter. So he invited us to breakfast because he was homesick.
Really?
Yeah. So we go to breakfast, and he found out it was my birthday. So John Ritter came in and sat down at the table with us. And when I went to the bathroom, they sang Happy Birthday into my voice and speech little recorder.
Henry Winkler and John Ritter.
Nice. Yeah. I still have a cassette somewhere.
That's pretty cool.
So if anybody has a cassette player, we could give it a listen.
So, David, how long have you been in radio?
28 years.
And how'd you get into it?
Well, I went to broadcasting school. It was Connecticut School of Broadcasting, but it was in New Jersey.
Really?
They're
in New Jersey. They're in Long Island.
Right. Actually,
they're everywhere but Connecticut.
I actually had an office job working for AT&T, so I would leave work at 5 o'clock and travel all the way up to exit 162 of the Parkway.
Right.
Tuesdays and Thursday nights for 13 weeks to go to broadcasting school. And I said, you know what? I always wanted to be in radio. I always wanted to live down the shore. I'm going to send all these tapes down. You know, and it was probably about 6 months later, and I got a call. Mike Russell had just become program director, and two people were leaving the station. So I drove down here for the interview, sat in with him for 4 hours on his show. That was the whole interview, you know, in between records.
Live.
And,
really? On the air.
Yeah, and he called me back the next day and offered me the job. So
that's fantastic.
Ever since there, and actually this is my fourth time back with Cool 98.3. So every time someone has unceremoniously...
Who are you, Mike Francesa?
I know. What's he doing going
back there?
Thank
you, Ken. One person got that. Thank you.
So, but it's good. All you need is one manager to believe in what you're doing, and they bring you in. They want to hire you and have you work there. So knock on wood, I've been lucky enough to be doing this for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you... Well, when did you move down the shore, though?
I moved halfway because I was homesick. First 6 months, I lived in Bayville, which is right next to Forked River.
Right.
And then 6 months later, I couldn't stand the commute, so I moved down to Ocean City.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from Morris County. It's a town called Gillette.
Okay.
You make the razors?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Do they really do the razors?
No. But
I'm glad Mark said it because I was thinking it.
No, you had me. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I never would have thought that.
Yeah, the razors.
Yeah.
All right, hey, let's try another one of these beers. The next one here is...
Let's try, but then I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Blue Jersey American Wheat. Who here's drinking that?
Oh, yeah, we got
Blue
it
Jersey.
On the table. Yeah.
Blue Jersey?
Yep.
Blue Jersey in the house.
A little hint of blueberry in there.
We got a couple in there. It's a hint of blueberry. Yeah. For those who haven't yet acquired a taste for the powerfully hopped, or for that just one, a refreshing beverage, this American Wheat is extremely drinkable with a hint of blueberry. A touch of fruit flavor balances with a softness and a wheat malt, accented with a subtle peppery spice of German noble hops.
Okay. You're going to get all that in that first sip.
Cheers. Cheers to the...
Cheers.
All right. Who's drinking cream of the crop?
Okay.
Oh, Lou's got cream of the crop over there.
The head brewer just asked if he could bring his beer with him.
Come on. Yeah. Sit in here. Everybody, give a round of applause.
Yeah.
Our head brewer, Adam.
Big hamper Adam right here.
All right. Hey guys. How are you? Just didn't mean to keep you waiting. Got a little busy.
Hey, you know what? The more beer you sell, the better. So we're happy there was a little delay. Yeah. Make sure you tip this bastard, all right? He's working his ass off. He's podcasting. He's pouring. He's serving. He's doing
making
it all.
Beer
well, you know what? I have an in with Brian because Brian's son goes to school with my daughter. So you know,
nice,
we're good.
Nice.
Yeah, if you need anything.
So which one of these beers, A, is your favorite to make, and B, your favorite to drink?
All right, easy question because I get a lot of people who have never been here before, and that's basically I go over these two beers with them every time. My favorite beer to make is the Blue Jersey American Wheat. Okay. It's our most popular. It's what we sell the most of. We call it our gateway beer. We get a lot of customers who've never been to a brewery before.
Right.
They don't really drink craft beer. This is a very approachable craft beer, something that they drink and they go, oh, that's craft beer? Oh, I'll have another pint of that. Or I like this. Maybe I'll like the Pop Sweat. Or maybe I'll like the Absecon Bay.
Plus, we're in the area where blueberries
Hamilton,
are.
Exactly. Yeah, so we do use Hamilton-grown blueberries. It also happens to
be... You hear that? Local blueberries in that beer.
Local blueberries. Yeah. Jersey blueberries, bitches.
It also happens...
They're a little extra because of the union, but, you know.
It also happens to be one of the easiest beers to make for me. So I come in, I kind of just go through the motions, don't really need to think. I actually made it yesterday with our new assistant brewer, Andrew.
Fresh beer.
Perfect beer to train somebody on.
Thoughtless brewing.
Exactly. I get to come in and just work.
That's how I do my show every morning.
Not focus. But my favorite is the Leeds Point Wicked Porter. It's an American.
Ooh, which one's that?
They got it over there.
It should be.
Who's got it?
Ones?
You got it?
One of the dark ones, yeah.
Oh,
it should say Lee.
Oh, the Porter. Here it is. You do it, Mark.
Ooh, yeah.
The Porter.
I love a good dark beer.
The Porter is an American robust. It's an American robust Porter, so it's got. It's a little more. It's malty, but it's also got a bigger hop character to it.
Okay.
It's one of our more complex beers besides the Nuckies. It's got notes of caramel, coffee, toffee. Somebody earlier said they got a hint of smoke, which I've never tasted, but to hear
a hint
that,
of smoke?
That was Richie in the men's room.
Smoke in it. No,
yeah, man, there's some smoke in this.
That's
good.
But to hear that, I'm like, oh, someone else is picking up something I'm not picking up on, and that's kind of refreshing. So complexity-wise, the Porter is my favorite to drink.
It's delicious.
And for ease of brewing and ease of and mass, you know, giving out a product that people like and enjoy, Blue Jersey is my favorite to make.
So is the Nuckies named after Nucky Johnson?
Yeah, from Boardwalk Empire.
Nice.
That is correct, yeah.
Are you serious? Cool. So if I drink this, I'm going to start winning at table games?
It won't matter because if you lose, you'll feel great because it's 9.1, so you'll be like, whatever, screw it.
Here's the Nucky right here.
There's the Nucky. Go for it, buddy.
Yeah, I did.
He did it all for the Nucky.
I'm a wimpy sipper.
I had Nucky in the bathroom, too. I did that.
Which one comes out the loudest? That's what I'm going to.
When I have Nucky, there's a lot of smoke.
What?
So I don't know what that meant, but it was funny.
Me neither,
so,
yeah.
All right,
these
so
are
which,
all, these are all the beers you have? These are the,
all right, so we have 10 beers on tap at a time. I think we're up to about 25 recipes.
Wow.
Some of them are staples, like Blue Jersey, Cream of the Crop, the Porter, Nucky's, Seacon Bay. Those will stay on year-round. Then our seasonal beers, like the Sunset Beach Saison, the Pop's Wit, those are springtime beers. Once they're gone in the spring, they'll be gone.
For good.
The Red Ale is our newest beer, so we'll see how that sticks. It might come around every once in a while. It might stick on all the time.
So how's the Pennsylvania rye?
That's basically a rye pale ale.
Here it is, Mark.
A little spice to it.
From Western Pennsylvania, okay, our owner's from Pennsylvania.
So when he was actually naming the beer, I didn't know it was an offensive term. So people were coming in and saying, "Oh, that's funny. I'll have one of those." And I would, "Why is that funny?" And then I came to learn it was a.
So it's you guys doing some of that Pennsylvania humor.
Yeah, poking fun at Pennsylvania a little bit.
Nice.
I like it. So who here's trying the Pennsylvania? We got Pennsylvania drinkers.
Pennsylvania.
Nobody wants to admit it.
Look at that. Look at that. You might be a redneck.
If your beer is
Pennsylvania.
That's great. Shout out to a comedian who's not here.
All right. So should we wrap up so we can get ready for the comedy show?
Where are we at? How long have we been on?
We've been on about 30 minutes.
10 more minutes?
21.
Yeah, we should go a little longer.
All right.
All right. Mark was trying to get out.
And Richie Cock blocked it.
You guys are awesome. We hang out all the time. You guys are better than my friends. Better than my friends.
You should listen to the podcast. That's what we're doing the podcast.
Check it out.
You guys should listen.
Richie's a lot like my wife. He always wants me to go longer. And I never have it in me.
Oh.
How long have you been working here?
Well, that depends on what you can.
Oh, God, it's
your count is working. Oh man.
Oh.
Got a rag. I'm always
Richie Byrne. Flagged. Clean up aisle five.
Just when you think it couldn't get worse.
All right, Richie's cut off.
Please tell me I didn't get the camera.
No, don't worry. It's waterproof. It's a GoPro.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. We should clean this first, though, don't you think? How about a big hand for me for screwing up?
Yay! Richie!
For those of you listening at home, I just spilt beer all over the place right in front of hundreds of people.
Thousands of people
saw me just get drunk.
We had to close off the Jersey Turnpike just to get the people in.
Oh, you are really nice. What's your name? Give it up for Abby. Thanks,
Abby.
This is my beautiful fiance.
Is that your pal?
All right. When's the big day?
I don't know.
Now I'm cock-blocking you.
Well, you know what he said to her? He said she gets to pick the day. He gets to pick the year. So,
all right. So, in closing, I don't know if we can go
closing
much.
Yet. Okay.
What about the storytelling?
Let's talk about what we're here for.
Let's do it.
The funny farm.
Yes.
They're taking
Richie
me there.
And farm animals go hand in hand. Or hand in hoof.
Thanks for coming back, Joel. Thanks. Hey, guys, you too for Adam.
I didn't notice Joel was coming.
He makes the beer that Richie pours on the floor.
Yes.
So the reason why we're here, we want to bring up the founder and owner of the Funny Farm Animal Rescue,
that's
Lori.
Yay!
Hey, Lori, come on up.
Thank you very much. Hi, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming. And thank you a big, huge shout out to Garden State.
Shout out to Garden State!
So they told me we were going to be doing a comedy show for the Funny Farm, and I was like, and I don't have to do anything but drink beer?
Whoa! Best
That's
fundraiser
my kind of,
ever.
Tell me about it. Can we do more? Because I'm having fun.
Well, we thought what better organization to team up with than a place called the Funny Farm.
Yes. There you go.
All right. I thought that was going to get more. Thank you so much, guys.
You guys, he's warming up. Thank you, Joel.
No. That was me on fire.
Fleeced again.
Joel's killing right now. Yeah.
My Facebook friends left.
So, Joel, I wanted to say thank you, especially also besides just Garden State. That was awesome.
Yay!
Of you. So thank you so much.
Can you tell us a little bit about the organization? What do we? What's the money going toward? What do we?
The money goes 100% to the animals. We don't have any paid people, so it goes to their housing, their food,
nice, all right,
their vet care.
Yeah. Dogs and cats, or
horses, pigs, goats.
Let's
dogs,
not stop
chickens,
there.
Cats,
okay.
Alpacas, emus, donkeys.
Alpacas?
Yes.
I don't even know
Joel,
what they look like.
You haven't been there. You haven't
big
been to the
farm.
Big
pot-bellied pigs.
big pigs.
They do.
We have 18 pigs.
They have wild turkeys walking
Joel's
around.
Joel's been to the funny farm, but not your funny farm.
No, not that one.
We all go to the other funny farm eventually, but we start out at our funny farm.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's so awesome. We're raising money for a good cause. We're getting drunk. Everybody seems to be winning tonight. We'll get the comedy show started in a little bit.
Do you have any funny stories that you would like to share?
Yes, but maybe not in front of everybody.
Oh, come on.
We're going to make a private show.
Well, I have a pig story, but that might be for later, right, Dina? It's an X-rated, so we
is that more of a Saturday night than a Thursday night story?
Exactly, yeah. That's after like five beers, then I can tell that story.
Okay.
Bring her up some beer.
I have a couple of pig stories for later, too.
Oh!
I bet my pig story beats your pig story.
Awkward silence. Okay, great. Perfect.
But sampling beer.
You don't want to tell it?
I really don't.
Okay. All right.
I could.
What's that? What did you say? One more beer. I think she said five, but we'll turn it into an auction. Perfect.
It's actually a long story. I could tell, but it would take too much time.
Oh, okay.
After the show, we're going to do another.
Yes, we have to do the show, right.
After the show, we're going to get to air, and we're going to tell the pig story.
Yay.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
So
well,
make sure you tune in to the podcast. Okay.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks, you guys. I really appreciate everything, seriously.
Thank you. Thank you. We love the Funny
thanks
Farm.
So much.
Give it up. Come on and go to the Funny Farm. Support the Funny Farm.
Yay.
That's actually how David Auer got involved. I posted it, and he messaged me right away. He goes, that's our number one charity. We love those guys, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we love them. Yeah, we've been there a couple of times. My daughter loves it, too. You go and you buy some carrots and feed the horses.
Feed them?
And you can brush the goats.
Really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
My son, actually, we did a benefit for a horse rescue, and there was a horse called Crazy Legs, and he had a lame leg, and they were going to put him down, so they rescued him. And so he wouldn't put him down, and my son fell in love with this horse.
Oh.
We went to the 4-H club at the state fair, and they had Clydesdale horses, which are huge. He walks right over to the lady and goes, where's Crazy Legs? The lady goes, I don't know what a Crazy Legs is. And he goes, let's get out of here. Clydesdales aren't good enough for that kid.
Oh.
So we wrap?
Are we wrapping here?
Let's
I think
wrap
we can
it.
Wrap. I think that this was an interesting first time in front of a live audience. I'll say that much.
Yeah, wow. Most people I've ever seen in one place.
So, guys, we are going to be wrapping this show and starting the comedy show. I guarantee you will enjoy the comedy show. I promise.
Right, that's right. This was not the comedy show.
Well, it was funny when Richie spilled the beer.
Yeah, it was great.
That was the highlight.
So, folks, that was Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Thank you.
Yay, thanks for having me.